With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The coronavirus is now affecting beef trade in Asia. That is certainly not what farmers and ranchers wanted to hear. The NCBA's Kent Backus explains what's been happening.
I mean, the coronavirus is a major factor. It's something that I don't think people were really prepared to account for. You know, most of the market forecasts, including some of the industry forecasts that were coming out just a few weeks ago, have all been reversed. When you look at the significance of the coronavirus, they haven't figured out a way to stop it yet, so they need to contain it. And the best way to do that is through quarantines. And that means that you restrict people going to public areas like supermarkets and restaurants. And so that's really affected a lot of the protein sales in China and some of the surrounding countries.
But Backus says the coronavirus has hurt trade in other ways as well.
When people aren't able to go to work, that means dock workers can't go and unload the ships. I think we're seeing a bigger impact in pork and poultry, which already had significant access into Asia, especially on the pork side. Some of those shipments have been turned around because they were unable to dock at some of these places. So I think this is a very serious issue.
Meanwhile, the total number of novel coronavirus cases in the United States continues to grow, which is only compounding the problem. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.